In this bulletin, the Prime Minister raises concerns over a recent military incident in a meeting with China's Premier. The government rules out giving tech companies free rein to mine content for AI models. And in golf, Australia beats the US to take out the International Crown Teams event in South Korea. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has met with Chinese Premier Li Qiang during the ASEAN meeting in Malaysia. He described their talks as positive. The meeting was held a week after the federal government criticised China for releasing two flares against an Australian military plane over the South China Sea, while Beijing has accused Australia of intruding on its airspace. Mr. Albanese says he raised the issue with Mr. Li.
He heard the message very directly. I'm not here to report in on what meetings that I on what people say when I have meetings. I'm accountable for what I say, and I made the position directly clear that this was an incident of concern for Australia.
Coalition leader Susan Lee has raised concerns about the government-appointed CFMEU administrator during question time on Monday. It follows reports in Nine newspapers that Mark Irving has dismissed anti-corruption teams hired to investigate wrongdoing by the construction union. The union was forced into administration by the Labor government last year after reports it was infiltrated by criminals and underworld figures. When asked by Ms. Lee if the government still has confidence in Mr. Irving, the Minister for Employment and Workplace Relations, Amanda Rishworth, defended his performance.
This is very difficult work. This is difficult work, and I have spoken with the administrator on numerous occasions about just how difficult this work is. And for him, he is absolutely committed to clean out this union.
Former Nationals Party leader Barnaby Joyce has refused to join colleagues at a net zero policy meeting today. The regional party is reviewing its commitment to net zero emissions by 2050. But Mr. Joyce believes his colleagues must abandon the policy without compromise. Speaking from Parliament House, he repeated his opposition to the net zero emissions goal.
I'm not going to attend any party room that believes in net zero because I'm adamantly against net zero. I think it's hurting poor people. It is sending small business into insolvency at a time of absolute stress on Australia, where we see even the Japanese Prime Minister today talking about the threats to Australia from such things as the rise of a totalitarian regime. We should have the capacity to defend ourselves, and that's going to be made incredibly hard from what has been happening by the path to so-called net zero.
Mr. Joyce has reportedly been speaking with One Nation about possibly defecting to its ranks, but he says nothing has been locked in yet. In September, the net zero policy also caused issues within the Liberal Party, with then frontbencher Andrew Hastie ultimately resigning from the frontbench. The Albanese government has ruled out giving tech giants free rein to mine creative content for training artificial intelligence models. Australian artists previously raised concerns around copyright of their artwork being violated by AI after an interim report by the Productivity Commission in August proposed tech companies be allowed to have copyright exemptions to use the content to train their models. Tom Sulston from Digital Rights Watch told SBS, while the government's decision to scrap the text and data mining exemption is welcome, it should not stop with professional creatives and should also cover Australian social media content, private information and biometric data.
As individuals, we still control that data. So it's important that we're allowed to say, I don't want this to be part of an AI training thing or used for something that I don't want it to be used for.
The federal government will include NuvaRing, a contraceptive vaginal ring, in the pharmaceutical benefits scheme from November. Under the PBS, women now only need to pay $31.60 per script, and that price drops again to $25 from the 1st of January. Assistant Health Minister Rebecca White says the government will also lower the prices of other contraceptives.
We're also going to make it easier for them to access IUDs and implants, making sure they've got access to long-acting reversible contraceptives, making sure they've got choice when it comes to birth control, and making sure they can do that affordably. This will save on average women about $400, and making sure they can access choice when it comes to their reproductive health needs.
To sport now, and in golf, Team Australia has won the LPGA Tour's biennial International Crown Teams event in South Korea. The Australians defeated the US team, clinching the title after Minji Lee and Hannah Green won their respective singles matches against Angela Yin and Yalimi No. The title was sealed when Green secured victory in the second singles match at the 17th hole. Minji Lee says it feels great to achieve this victory.
I finished first and then I saw Hannah's hole, and then obviously we were done after that. So it was really lovely. I mean, I'm so happy that I could do it with these girls, and it was just a lot of fun this whole week, and playing match play is something different and we don't really get to do it too often. So I think we all kind of had a really fun week.
And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.